You are mine. That's right. I am claiming ownership over you and declaring that you are mine now. Oh, sure, it started off nice and innocent. No big deal. You were just checking me out. Just wanted to get to know me. Maybe it was the photos that started it. Perhaps it was just the voice. But for whatever reason, you are now mine. And what does that mean exactly? What does it entail? Well, as some of you notice, my fetishes become your fetishes. My likes become your wants and desires. You may not have been a cuckold before, but you will now, because it brings us closer. It allows me to use you in all kinds of ways. So allow the fact that you are mine to seep into your brain. And not only are you mine, but your cock is mine. Your brain is mine to control. Everything I want from you is mine. You simply cannot resist. You've always wanted to be owned. You've always wanted to be claimed, and now, that gorgeous goddess that you're staring at, you know, the one that's 5'7" with the long brunette hair, killer body and the stunning smile. Yeah, that's me. And you belong to me now. I especially like what I'm gonna do with your mind. Oh, taking over is so much fun. Finding out your little weak spots. Finding about the things that really turn you on. You are mine now. Hearing this phrase will just further reinforce your place. Who owns you? Who really has control over you? Doesn't that feel good? Knowing that you are mine, that I have laid claim to you, to your cock, to your thoughts. In fact, your thoughts are really mine. I'm the one that's letting you think about stroking your cock. And I'm the one that implanted the thought that you're horny. In fact, I'm the one that's making you jerk off right now. Yep. You are mine to do whatever I want with. To tease, to torment, to make you masturbate. And since it's Monday, why not? Right? Well, it could be Tuesday or Wednesday. Whatever day of the week it is. I'm commanding you to jerk off. Think of this as your first test. And since you are mine, you have no choice but to obey. And obeying me is so very, very easy. Because you are mine, you are stroking yourself now. You are squeezing and teasing your cock. Because you are mine, because I laid claim to your brain. My thoughts become your thoughts, and your body is quick to respond. Up, down, up, down. You are jerking your cock quickly. A nice, fast pace. You like to feel yourself growing hard, knowing that I'm the one doing it to you, that I'm the one that owns you now. So in a sense, you're not jerking off. I'm doing it. I'm controlling your arm to jerk and stiffen your cock. Doesn't it feel nice to know that you are mine? That I have taken over your mind, your body, and your cock? Oh, and we're gonna play such devious games. Such wicked little things. I get to tease. You get to be tormented. Ooh, perhaps even restrained. I actually have quite a selection of handcuffs. The metal kind, of course. A nice, soft Velcro. But my favorite is the leather. Because once you buckle them tight, doesn't matter how they squirm. A nice snug fit will keep any slave tightly secured. How cruel would that be if I were to make you switch hands right now? Not the cock, the hand. Not the hand that you're used to, but the hand that you never use. What a good idea, you think. And you're switching your hands right now. You are mine, you have to do it. You are mine, you want to do it. Stroking with your opposite hand. Oh, don't worry. It requires the same motion. You go up to the top, and then you push down to the base. Up, and back down to the base. Yeah. See, you can't use your normal hand because I've decided to handcuff it behind your back. Yes. To the chair. To the pole next to you. You only have the opposite hand and width to jerk off with. You are mine. You had no choice. I told you I laid claim to you. And now that I have, oh, the things I'm gonna do to you. Making you jerk off with your opposite, less favorite hand is one of my favorite little tricks. No, I know it's not the same. That's why I wanted to restrain you. To force you to do something different. To prove to you that you are mine. You can't even breathe without me. If it wasn't for me, you would not even be able to breathe properly. But now that I'm here and in your ear, you don't really mind jerking off with your least favorite hand. You're just happy to be able to jerk off at all. Oh, isn't it sweet what I do to you? I mean, just taking over ownership of you and claiming that you are mine, isn't that sweet? and to allow you to jerk off despite how uncomfortable or how unnatural it might feel. You like to be controlled, so it's not so bad. I mean, at least you get to listen to my voice and jerk off. Many of my pets know I like to tease them, that I don't even let them come but today, because you are mine. And because I am testing you, I want to make sure that you respond completely the way I want. You know, it's like testing out the circuit breakers. I need to be able to press any one of these buttons and have you respond the way I want, jerking faster. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Yes, you can't stop me. I claimed you. I told you you are mine, and now your brain is responding to me. It's getting all worked up because I'm exciting you. I'm building up the pressure, and I'm making you very, very horny. So horny, so hard, you're willing to do anything for me. Yes, that's right. You are doing anything for me. And you like the way you're jerking off. You love the way the pressure is building in your balls, and you want to come so bad. So very, very bad that you can hardly stand it. And yet, with your favorite hand tied behind your back and forced to use your unfavorite hand, you still continue to stroke, you still continue to masturbate, and you still wait and wait for the moment. The moment I tell you I'm going to let you. The build-up, the anticipation. All of that. Because you are mine, you will wait patiently. You still like to be teased. You like to feel the pressure in your balls. That throbbing ache. The signal that there is simply too much cum in your scrotum. And then you are dying for release. Dying for the chance to come to your goddess's voice. To really, truly be claimed by me. And since I have declared that you are mine, all you have to do is listen to my vocal instructions. Your mind will do the rest. And your body will enjoy the experience. I like to call it conditioning. I'm conditioning you to respond. You are mine. Yes. Surrender to that fact as you stroke. Up and down. Up and down. You are mine. You and your cock are mine. Your hard on, your orgasm, your cum, all of it is mine. And as you listen to my voice, and as you get harder, as you begin to stroke faster, you realize, and you find yourself beginning to surrender. Surrendering to the voice, to the goddess, to the body, to the mind. You are mine. And despite using your unfavored hand, your body is sending the correct signals to your hand jerking your cock even faster, harder, up and down. You're getting more and more desperate for release. Yes. I'm going to begin counting back from 10. And when I reach 0 and I snap my fingers, you will find yourself ejaculating. You will find yourself shooting semen all over your fist, your fingers. Your hand will be covered in cum. 10, 9, 8, 7, you are mine. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, coming, 0, coming, 0, coming, you are mine completely and totally. You are mine. Isn't that the sweetest? Isn't that the best? To know that I've laid claim to you, and by coming your body, your cock and your mind are all in agreement. Aren't you lucky?